This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation Lion, the home of Providence. Reformation, by the way, I was told the other day, Reformation is flying off the shelves. Lots of people into Reformation. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Got email just popping everywhere. All right, sorry about yesterday. So I cannot fight Mother Nature. Gaia is too powerful. But here we are today, and we're going to lead off this morning, or this morning, yeah. We're leading off this morning because of the live feed in Australia. Leading off this evening with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, I never thought of you as a snowflake. A few raindrops and you jump off the air. What happened?
Yeah, it's not me. I was here. It's not me.
I'm having
all kinds of issues. I'm about to turn my internet provider into a story on local radio here. So they have an issue or two, and I'm having an issue or two with their issues. So
I'm sorry, because that is your lifeline to the world.
Yep. Well, on the radio show anyway.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
I want to talk about Virginia Beach. I think we've covered it pretty thoroughly. A former employee killed a bunch of coworkers, except the Virginia Beach City Council had to not single down, double down, triple down on stupid. In a recent Virginia Beach City Council meeting, they proposed that, sit down, hope you're not driving. They had already told city employees they could not carry in buildings where they worked. Now they proposed that citizens would be barred from entering the buildings with a firearm in buildings where citizens had to interact with city employees. And the very same proposal, they said, and we know that this would not stop any of the murders, but we need to do something. Do you hear that as a confession, Bill?
Yeah. Yes, I do. That always interests me, where they get out there and they have that moment of clarity where we're going to do this, even though it won't actually do anything to stop what the bad thing that is the reason we're doing this for. It wouldn't have stopped it, but we're doing it anyway.
And in your mind, and my mind, and the mind of people who carry concealed and do so responsibly every day, they go, you just made things worse. You just made more people vulnerable by throwing them into gun-free zones. You denied them protection. Let's look at how
this
really
building
crazy.
This building wasn't a courthouse, right?
No, it was not.
So they don't have a contingent of cops moseying around in the lobby and everything, a bunch of armed people there in place of totally disarming anybody that might come in. So, yeah, that's a pity.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in just a second. Now, because remember, you and I, as concealed carriers, we've passed background checks.
Sure.
We've been, the FBI has looked up our name and address. So had this murderer. This mass murderer and background checks, look backwards, They never find new criminals. I've yet to see someone who chose to be a mass murderer as a long-term career path. It's pretty much one and done. The poor background checks never find them. Now, the city council also said, we really support local preemption. And what that means is that they can make laws that are more severe than Virginia's state law.
Well, I mean, is that a law? Is that a law? Is local preemption a law that they can support?
It is in Virginia.
Okay.
It's a state law.
Okay.
And they said, we really like this. Well, that's the law that enabled the mass murderer to kill his coworkers in a gun-free zone. And as you recall, because I think we talked about it, there was a woman named Nixon told her husband and two kids, I'm really frightened by some of my colleagues, but I'm torn. I can either carry a gun and maybe get fired or I go to work disarmed. She was killed the next day. We know that gun control certainly killed at least one person who wanted to save themselves.
Right.
Ow. Ow. And yet the city council was so tone deaf, or the media has isolated them, kept them behind a barrier of propaganda that is so for gun control that no one has said this to the public in Virginia Beach. Think of it, a concealed carry license, the fingerprints, the background checks, that didn't work. The guy, I think, used some sort of suppressor. All that background paperwork work. That doesn't stop it. Now, you mentioned the police. The police were literally a couple hundred feet away in the same municipal complex. They're over there in less than 2 minutes. They're banging on the door and kept outside because of security measures. It was an electronic key card access building. The police were denied access to the engineering department. For security reasons, there's a raised entrance so that no one could drive a car into the main building level. It took the police several minutes to force entry. When they got inside, finally engaged the shooter, is when innocent victims stopped taking fire.
Right.
Right.
Well, these things
to you and I and the ninjas, this sounds so painfully obvious. I should be embarrassed for actually bringing it up. It seems so obvious. But yet to the people of Virginia Beach who listen to their news media, they're never hearing this story.
Let's get rid of that real quick. That's the only story they ever hear. They never hear the other stories. They never hear the self-defense gun stories. But the thing about the story they hear that I don't quite understand why, it's the same story over and over again. It's the same set of circumstances over and over again. Gun-free zone, horrific act. Let's make gun-free zone more gun-free, which that's like, it's like double secret probation being imposed. And in the meantime, they actually had the chutzpah to get out there and admit to the public, we know this wouldn't have stopped nothing.
Right. So. It's as if the 23,000 firearms regulations we already have in place don't exist. Oh, we're just trying it for the first time. What do you call the 23,000 regulations that are behind us? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just, that hurts my head, Bill.
It does. It hurts my head. It should hurt anybody's head that has any common sense. Although, we're coming up on the first break. And I've got something I want to ask you about when we get back. But, of course, for those of you who are looking for Rob, he is a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog. He is a featured writer at CrashDaily.com, a featured writer at Amoland.com. And as far as the podcast is concerned, Self-Defense Gun Stories, unique in the United States. Also, the Polite Society podcast available. All the ways podcasts are available. That may sound vague, but I will elaborate later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
on recoil and a ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I did go shoot that gun this past weekend, too. I remember how good it is now. Back again,
the
talking
staccato?
To her. No, the staccato I shot as well, but I had filmed the Franklin Armory PDW C-11. And yeah. Then the recording file that I had made with it sort of corrupted itself. So I had to go back out to the range again. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But, yes, I did shoot the staccato as well. The staccato C is a crazy gun. But I want to ask you a question, okay? I'm seeing this a lot here lately. A lot of people are out there now. I've seen Mike Hammonds, who is one of the chief counsel of the Gun Owners of America. He wrote a little article that they published, I think, on Ammo Land or maybe Daily Caller or maybe both. I'm not sure. Saying that Trump is not pro-gun, or the Trump administration is strangely becoming anti-gun based off of one thing that he said and one thing that he has done. And I just,
right.
The bump stock thing, nobody's going to convince me that he didn't get his P's and Q's on that one from NRA. NRA is the one that set that one up. I know they're not going to admit to it. And I know you wrote something about NRA, which we can talk about if you want to in a minute. But he said something in passing to Piers Morgan about suppressors. And now everybody out there is just all up in arms about this. And now they're talking about we won't support Trump and we won't do this and we won't do that. And I mean, if that actually happens and we actually get a Democrat in office, it's going to be so much worse. I just don't understand this fickleness among some people that will get out there. And if he says something, Trump, it's not, you got to learn with Trump, you don't listen to what he says. You look at what he does.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on that?
He says a great many things.
Yes, he does. I think sometimes he does that sort of in a Houdini kind of way to get people to look at the shiny thing while he's over here doing something else.
And you and I understand the value of loyalty. Trump certainly does. I think this is how I view the situation. This is an attempt by gun rights activists, one, to draw attention to themselves, but also to say to Trump, don't ignore us. Don't assume you get our loyalty unless you give us some as well. And there are a number, for example, of international bans now on export of magazines of various capacity. And I think those are extra legislative, meaning they're interpretations of law, not rigidly dictated by the black letter of the law.
Right.
They're trying to say, hey, we're over here. Don't take us for granted. It's not the game of politics at its core.
Yeah. So I look at some of this stuff, and it just makes me wonder about. It's almost like
who's going to be the adult?
it's almost like gun owners get so easily distracted by somebody who is not a 100. And there's nobody in politics. Nobody in politics is 100% absolute originalist about the Second Amendment. No, none of them
right.
are, and not that actually are in office.
Right.
The ones that may actually be are not talking about it. So nobody's pushing anything that way. And people will turn on a politician at the drop of a hat. I get it. They're just really well-paid temps and everything. But, I mean, in the name of our own self-preservation, to keep us from having to do something really dark and divisive within the country, I would think that we would try to mitigate the damage and try to turn slow this and turn it the other way around, which we're doing sort of with the judiciary. He's doing a bunch of really good things that are going to protect a lot of things. This New York State thing is going to be big.
Right.
Is
this a news cycle, do you think?
I don't think it's a news cycle. I think it's the media, and I think people are too quick to believe the media, even in the same breath where they will say, well, you know, the media, when they talk, I don't believe it. And yet the media comes out and somebody puts something in the media, like this Hammonds article, And everybody's like, see, I told you. I told you he wasn't conservative. I told you. Okay. All right, pal.
Politicians are the ultimate pragmatists. What has worked for me yesterday, and then they'll stick with it. And you're right. And I think Trump knows it. Where else are we going to go? We are for sale. If there were pro-gun Democrats, we'd listen to them. Unfortunately, a pro-gun Democrat, at least in political office, is a little bit like a French fried ice cube. We've yet to see one in the wild. We hear
plaid Bigfoot.
Yes, there you go.
Plaid Bigfoot. So I wanted to ask that just to make sure. If I'm going to be crazy, I want people to be the people I know. If they're crazy like me, I don't feel too bad about it.
I don't think you're crazy. You're watching the crazy game of politics played out. Remember, many of these pro-gun organizations themselves, just like politicians, love them or hate them, but they cannot tolerate if you forget them for a moment.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of remind me of Hollywood celebrities, which is sad.
Well, I mean, politicians should be on a leash. We'll give you a leash. We'll let you guys run. And as long as you want to be a politician, you got to be on this leash. You can only go so far. You can only do so much. And they're going to tug on that leash. And if you don't,
we'll remind you.
We're going to tug harder with both hands. And I mean, the idea that they should be let loose, it's almost as silly as a red flag order where they'll take your guns and you're the dangerous person and they're going to let you stay out there anyway.
That's right.
That's silly
stuff. Now that we've taken your gun, we'll leave you with a car, gasoline. Oh, my gosh. Well, when we come back, I would like to talk about the NRA.
Yeah.
Because I think we need to put it on a leash and give it a tug when it wanders away.
Well, let's do that then. You know, I'm getting this shooting that I've started doing. That's getting ready for Dorchester.
Yes,
I'm getting ready for Dorchester. Getting ready for Dorchester. Anyway, of course, Rob Morse, for those of you that like to read his articles, you can find them at Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can find them at ClashDaily.com and as a featured writer at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is going to keep putting economic and political pressure on Iran's government to change their ways. The secretary met with military leaders on Tuesday and says this is not a new problem.
We all have to remember this isn't just 2.5 years or 5 years. This is 40 years of Iranian activity that has led us to this point.
As to the U.S. sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East,
we are there to deter aggression. President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping aside. The president tweeted that Shanahan is removing himself for consideration for the permanent position. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will be the new acting Secretary of Defense. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check him out, FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, and Rob is taking off after this segment. He's got a class coming up. So, Rob, I'm going to let you do all the talking in this unless you ask me a question.
Oh, well, I thought we'd bat this one back and forth. You saw me,
have it.
And I've been thinking about it. You and I have been talking around it for the last couple weeks. The NRA says it is the bulwark. It is the last defender of the right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
With 5 million members, it is the big dog in the political fight. And politicians are the problem, you know, not Rust. Individuals can take care of the rust on their firearms. It's the politicians we fear.
Sure.
The NRA does a great many things, a lot of which are not essential in protecting our right to keep and bear arms. I think the NRA is pretty distracted. Let's go over the things the NRA does and kind of put it in the essential pile or the, well, that was nice, but do we really need to keep it? Let's put it up on a yard sale and see what we can get pile.
That's fine. Let's go for that. I've already got a sort of a preconceived notion of where I'm going, but please.
Well, okay. One of the things when I read through the NRA's history, wow, that was innovative about 100 years ago. Why are we still doing it? Remember, the NRA was created in 1871 by two generals who said, those Yankees can't shoot. Here, this is how we can improve civilian marksmanship. It took them almost 104 years to come up with the Institute for Legislative Action, where they said we should get political all that time and still to today, you know, some 140 plus years, you can send the NRA a request for a numbered target. You can then shoot it, send it back to the NRA. They'll score it and tell you how your score compared to other people. That made perfect sense if I was living in, oh my God, nowhere, and my connection to the rest of the world was through my mailbox. Doesn't seem like that's cutting edge anymore.
No, it doesn't. Although they still do that, too. You know, they still do that.
They're called postal matches, and they still do it. Is that a distraction, or does that sound like an essential defense of the right to keep and bear arms?
Well, it's a distraction, without a doubt. without a doubt, that's a distraction, yeah.
I took the lowest of the low-hanging fruit. What do you see?
Yeah. We got a thing in the mail today from NRA.
The wine club?
I don't remember what it was about. This was from ILA. I think it was from ILA. Huh. I think this was straight up something they're trying to do. But I don't know if you noticed it, but when that letter came out from the NRA, where the presidents, past and present, all said, NRA, we're good to go. Everything's good. We're on budget. Everything's great. The very next day, I was getting email, supposedly from, and I think we've talked about this already, from Wayne LaPierre. It is doom and gloom. We're going to be shut down in 24 hours. I need $25, $50, $75, $100 from you right now to save the NRA. They're going to put a padlock on the doors. We're not going to be, and then we're doomed. And,
right.
You know, day one, we're all good to go. It's rosy. Just hear the symphony music and the birds chirping in the background. And next day, doom and gloom. So,
I probably tomorrow, maybe the morning after, I wrote letters to the NRA and the ILA saying, thank you for asking me for money. Let me tell you in black and white what your phone calls solicitor may not have conveyed. Wayne's still working for you. ACMAC is still running you. When those go away, I'll give again. I've given before. I'm eager to give. Fix it so that I can. I think there are a lot of people with that attitude. Is that your heart as well?
The ACMAC thing, I don't have an issue with them working with ACMAC per se. I do have an issue with them charging ACMAC for stuff that they're not getting. Your Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is the younger of the two products you work on that are podcasts, has a bigger audience than Cam and Company. It does. It has a bigger audience than that, and yet he's part of a group that they're charging $42 million for NRA TV.
Right.
And I mean, with $42 million, me and you, we'd be going out there and buying us radio stations and all this other stuff. And when somebody said, "What's the audience?" we'd be able to go about 6 million.
Right. Right. And there are a lot of very able media types in the firearms community who could tell you to the penny what bang per buck you'll get for, you know, a half million, a million. I mean, they're used to production budgets of that scale. You know, Michael Bain comes to mind. There are a lot of others. So it's not as if, oh, we're dependent on ACMAC for those estimates. Not hardly, not even close.
Well, ACMAC, like I said, I don't have them an issue wanting to do things. Now, back to your point of what they're supposed to be doing versus what they do, I just find it interesting that whenever you find somebody that has this kind of money laying around and everything, instead of sitting on it and saying, we're going to save this for a rainy day and do this with it, and we're going to get out this effort or that, they decided to have an NRA TV. They decided to have a cigar club and all this other stuff. So,
well, I understand the motivation for NRA TV because the media lies about the NRA. If the NRA said it's sunny outside, the media would go, NRA ignores global warming, deniers and haters. So they figured they needed to have it in such a self-contained form. Here, this is our statement. Take it or leave it, but we're going to make it hard for you to lie about it.
Right.
And in that sense, I think NRA has kept up with the times. I mentioned it wasn't until the mid, 1970s that they finally admitted that politics was a problem and created the NRA-ILA, the Institute for Legislative Action. Of all the things that the NRA does, I think the IRA, the ILA, Freudian slip, is the part that's essential to protect
right.
our rights. The rest of it, you know, funding 4-H clubs for their shooting sports, interesting, but not as essential as making sure that legislators get lobbied not only at the federal level, but at the state and local level as well. If all these distractions have cost us anything, it's that they've cost us local actions that the NRA should be supporting.
About to run out of time, and that means Rob's about to go take his class. So we'll reconvene next week when he can stay for a whole hour, and maybe I won't have a microcell burst. So, once again, you can find his stuff, the podcast. You can find the podcast that he's in on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, all the usual places. Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is unique in the United States. And the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. I hope you have a very good class.
It's been fun, Bill. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston. In Texas, not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Oh, do check them out, franklinarmory.com. The other day, former director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Thomas Homan, he put a little article out talking about his time when he was the director and how he really didn't like sanctuary cities and how politicians who pushed them were actually just lying through their teeth. See, for him, these sanctuary cities, these jurisdictions that decide to take that up are, one, they're very un-American. Two, they undermine public safety. Three, they put the public in harm's way. And four, they make life harder and more dangerous for law enforcement. So, let's us take a moment to talk about sanctuary cities, because sanctuary cities are, there's another word for them, which is anti-gun cities. Now, what we're told is that sanctuary policies enable victims and witnesses to report crime and communicate with police without the worry of being turned over to ICE and being deported. Other politicians, because that's not really it, there's lots of reasons to have them, and none of them are ever it. Other politicians say that sanctuary policies help to protect the immigrant community and those most vulnerable. Another false narrative talking point is that local police should not have to do federal immigration officers' job by enforcing federal immigration law. So let's talk about these by the numbers, shall we? First of all, the protecting victims and witnesses. This doesn't make any sense. Customs Immigration is not interested in identifying any victim or witnesses to crime. A sanctuary policy prevents ICE from accessing jails, and it prevents ICE from being notified when an illegal alien is released from jail. They don't know when an illegal alien calls the cops and wants to turn somebody in. Unless the police arrest a book of victim or a witness, ICE never knows of their existence unless they actually arrest them. If victims and witnesses are afraid to report a crime, it's because the false story is pushed out to the public by the pro-immigrant groups, the NGO, non-governmental organizations, and the politicians who want to vilify and mischaracterize ICE. Now, if by chance a victim of a crime talks to ICE, they could actually become eligible. You've never heard this before. They could actually become eligible to obtain legal authorization to remain in the U.S. as a victim. You're never going to hear that on mainstream news. You're never going to hear the anti-ICE groups acknowledge this anyway, which is the same thing as saying the mainstream news. Their ability to access jail to speak with an illegal immigrant in the country in violation of federal law and who has been locked up for a crime presents no danger at all to a victim or a witness. The fact is, if you look at recidivism rates, 50% of those criminals will reoffend within the first year, and as many as 75% will reoffend within 5 years. And you got to ask the question, why would local criminal justice systems refuse to let the federal ICE officers enforce their law and prevent further people from becoming victims? But let's move on. Let's not clutter ourselves up with these questions. They mean nothing. Another false narrative is that the sanctuary laws protect the immigrant community. Sanctuary policies actually accomplish the exact opposite. Data shows that when an illegal immigrant is released from jail, they will most likely reoffend in the same community where they live. The immigrant community. Remember, they're not assimilating. A clear example of that is MS-13 gang members almost always conduct their criminal activity within the immigrant community. So how does releasing a child predator, a convicted drunk driver, a convicted robber, or someone convicted of assault back into the community help the community? The fact of the matter is that actually releasing criminals back into these communities puts the victims at greater risk. It doesn't protect communities. It only protects the criminal illegal immigrant. And this forces ICE agents to go into communities to seek out these criminals. Instead of arresting the bad guy in the safety and security of a jail, they have to go into a community or someone's place of business to arrest the criminal. That's much more dangerous for the local law enforcement officers, who will most likely have to deal with them again. And when ICE is forced into a community to arrest a criminal, chances are they will find others who are illegally in the country. People who are not even on the radar have been found during operations to seek out at-large criminals. Those are called collateral arrests. Where do most collateral arrests happen? Sanctuary jurisdictions. Because they're forced into neighborhoods rather than operating within a jail. So if the local law enforcement would say, okay, we've got this guy in our jail, will you come and get him? When they let him go and he goes back into the community, when ICE finally does come and get this guy, they're not only going to get him, they're going to get all these other people that are there that they can now arrest just because they're there. So how does a sanctuary policy possibly protect immigrant communities? All any politician has to do is ask the immigrant community if they would rather see ICE operate in a jail or in their community. It's a very simple thing. ICE just wants to go to the local jail if they find out they've got a criminal illegal immigrant there, and they want to get him there. They don't want to have to go out into the community. And ICE is not asking local law enforcement to act as immigration officers. They just want access to the taxpayer-funded jails to talk to those who have probable cause to believe that they are in the country illegally. They have detainers they put out on them, and they ask the local jurisdictions to honor them, which have been found to be constitutional by the Fifth District Court of the United States. If they're afraid of lawsuits from groups like the ACLU for holding someone longer than they should have, they can simply call ICE before releasing them. This is not hard stuff here. This is not as complicated as baking a cake. They don't have to hold an alien 1 minute longer than they want to hold them. The local jurisdiction has already made the decision to lock them up because they're either a public danger or a flight risk. Now, simply let the feds come in and enforce federal law. Let them do their job. Law enforcement is supposed to work with law enforcement. That's the only way for them to possibly coordinate together to try to keep a community safer. That's the oath they all take. And if when they bow down to the pro-illegal immigrant activists, they are preventing a bunch of guys, a bunch of pros, from doing their jobs. And their job is to protect the neighborhoods. They're making the neighborhoods more dangerous. Sanctuary policies are bad, and they protect no one other than those who've already been disrespectful to the country and already intentionally violating their laws. I completely get why somebody wants to be a part of this country, but you can't be a part of the country without respecting our law. You can't have it both ways. And I'm glad, I'm looking at these guys. I saw DeSantis in Florida say, no more sanctuary cities. Trump's been right on this from the very start. So, and the DOJ under Barr is a formidable force. As much as I don't like the guy, he is a formidable force, and he's going after these dangerous policies. And we haven't seen the last of this stuff. So, things are liable to get maybe pretty good. All right. When we get back, this hour is wrapping up. When we get back, I had something occur with me with twofold, with the internet and with YouTube. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.